You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Getting ready for tax reform. Going to see a bill maybe tomorrow with any luck. Let's go to Larry Kudlow now of CNBC and WMAL. He's also the author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
So how are you feeling about this tax reform bill that's expected tomorrow?
It'll be a markup. It won't actually be a bill. And the goal is to get it done this week, so we'll see. I don't want to make it too definitive. How do I feel? I feel sort of on the optimistic side. You know, I think they're moving nicely. Their schedule has improved. They got rid of the budget stuff, so the fights are beginning, and there'll be contention. But I just want to say that whatever happens with these sideshow deductions, you know, mortgages and state, local, and things of that sort, it looks to me like the GOP is going to wind up pushing the main elements of a tax cut bill that Steve Moore and I and Mnuchin and others wrote during the campaign, and that is heavy, heavy business tax cutting, lower corporate rate, repatriation, immediate expensing, and the lower corporate rate does, in fact, benefit the middle-income wage earners. I mean, that's been a debate we've had, and I think the evidence is very clear. So, you know, there's little things that have to be settled, and what I'll call details. It's a growth bill. It should generate 3%, and just put it together. Just get it done. And the House is moving on, and we might get something later this week, or we may not. If not, we'll get it next week. But that's good. It's a good timetable.
Larry, last time we talked about the reason, in part, they're having all these negotiations about whether they add a millionaire's tax bracket or limit deductions to 401ks, is because I said there's a requirement to satisfy the rules of reconciliation. And you pointed out, well, no, that's not true. The vice president can overrule the parliamentarian at will. Has anybody, to include you, encouraged the White House to overrule the parliamentarian and to push through exactly the plan that they want?
Working on it. Absolutely. Working on the Senate. I'll be down there next week working on the Senate. It's there. They shouldn't let process block policy. You know, it's good policy, bad process. So I hope they heed that warning. And right now, it's a little early to know. They're fiddling around with different ideas. And, you know, sometimes it's putting, shall we say, round pegs in square holes. But they can do basically whatever they want to do. And I think that's a key point. And I think that people should not underestimate that when we get to the short strokes.
Have you, when you say get to the short strokes, have you found any receptivity for this argument in the White House?
Well, yeah, in the White House, sure, but the issue's in Congress. The White House would, you know, I wouldn't say they have a disregard, but the White House would love to put this stuff through, change the rules. The issue is, will the House and the Senate do it? That's the key point, and I don't know the answer to that, but I think they will at the end. I really do.
So the question here is really, what's Mitch McConnell's intent?
Well, that's one question. You've got Orrin Hatch,
yes,
Mitch McConnell, but remember, money bills originate in the House, so you've got Kevin Brady and you've got Paul Ryan. Those are the key players.
Okay.
Larry, on another radio show, you had said that this is the best economy in a decade. Why is that?
Well, you look at the numbers coming in. You got back-to-back 3% quarters. And what impressed me the most is that business investment, for the first time, business investment looks like it's coming alive. That is so important. You know, that was the great weakness in the economy, and that was the problem with productivity and wages. Basically, a simple way to look at that is, you know, the workforce needs more capital investment behind it in order to make them more efficient and in order to create new projects, you know, and that in turn requires incentives. Well, the tax rates are going to be the incentives, and we don't know. It's a little bit up in the air, but I think the momentum is clear. I think business is starting to buy in to the idea that tax cuts will happen. And in that event, if I'm right about that, and the last two quarters show that, then this is a big change, and it will be the best economy in 10 years. Business investment is what's been lacking all along.
So they've got some certainty now, so now they're not afraid to invest. What about the average person who's listening to this right now? Are they starting to see it also in their wallet?
I think my answer to that is mensa mensa. You know, look, you're not getting a full-fledged wage increase yet because you're not getting a full-fledged investment boom. But I think expectations are improving. You know, this is a little bit soft, but if you look at the consumer confidence numbers, you look at the business confidence numbers, you look at the small business confidence numbers, that's where you kind of see it. And the wage rates are still 2.5% year on year. That's not fabulous. That could number easily be 3 or 4% in a healthier economy. So I don't want to make the point too much, but I think you're seeing the early stages of confidence leading to pulling the trigger for new investment, which means better jobs and a higher demand for wages. That's what they've been looking for. But I will say this, a potential mistake that could, I wouldn't say shut it down, but a potential mistake that could undermine it is if they decide to take the corporate rate from 40% to 20%, I suppose, and they stagger that over 3 years or 4 years, that would be a huge mistake. The bean counters on Capitol Hill caving in to some of these phony CBO and Joint Tax Committee estimates on growth and revenues and so forth, the bean counters are worried that the deficit might build. I don't want to worry about that. Worry about economic growth. This is a growth bill. And if you stagger or delay the corporate tax cut, say you do it over 3 years or 4 years or 5 years, you know what? Businesses won't pull the trigger until they get the lowest income tax rate they can get.
Right.
It's like, you know, if you knew a sale is coming at a department store, and a nice mink coat, just for argument's sake. I'm sure you wear mink coats down there, Washington.
Yeah.
So if you know that, let's say for a $5,000 mink coat, you're not going to buy it at $7,500 or $8,000. You're going to wait.
You're waiting for the best coupon. I don't blame you for that. Let me ask you, we only have 20 seconds left here. Let me ask you about the selection for Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, expected to be the pick this Thursday. Are you happy with that pick, and can you confirm that it is the pick, if you know?
Well, I can't confirm, but I think the odds are our favorite, and we'll see how Mr. Powell does if it's him. I think they could have done a lot better. That's what I think. Hopes were much higher for a reformer at the Fed, and I'm not sure they're getting that.
All right, well, we'll have to leave it at that dour cliffhanger. Larry, thank you very much, as always. Talk to you again next week, sir.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.